AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks are sharply higher a day after the Federal Reserve cut a key interest rate. President Biden says it was an important day, but
it doesn't mean our work is done. Far from it. Far from it. No one should confuse why I'm here. I'm not here to take a victory lap. I'm not here to say a job well done. I'm not here to say we don't have a hell of a lot more work to do. We do have more work to do.
The Fed is planning another rate cut before the end of the year. Hezbollah and Israel are launching fresh attacks across the border with Lebanon after 37 people were killed in attacks targeting Hezbollah with exploding pagers and walkie-talkies. Hezbollah blames Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Paris, still working on a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that remains both possible and necessary. But meanwhile, we don't want to see any escalatory actions by any party that make that even more difficult.
Israel launched attacks in southern Lebanon. A mission specialist for the Titan submersible's owner tells the Coast Guard she worked with competent people and the goal was to make dreams come true. Five people died last year when the Titan imploded. Renata Rojas testified she knew the risks.
Never really sold as a Disney ride. This was an expedition where things happen and you have to adapt to change. That was, at least for me, it was very clear.
Others testified the company that owned the Titan, OceanGate, focused more on profit than safety or science. An Alaska man accused of sending graphic threats to injure and kill six Supreme Court justices and some of their family members has been indicted on federal charges. A judge in Delaware says President Biden's son Hunter will be sentenced on felony firearms charges in December. The defense asked for a delay. This is AP News. Sales of previously occupied homes dropped last month to the slowest annual pace in nearly a year.
Even as mortgage rates eased and the supply of properties on the market kept rising. The National Association of Realtors said that home sales fell 2.5% last month from July. The Federal Reserve cut its main interest rate for the first time in more than 4 years. Fed officials also signaled they expect further cuts this year. The rate cuts should, over time, lead to lower borrowing costs on mortgages. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Thailand's adorable baby hippo, Mu Deng, is a social media phenomenon. Fans who can't get to see her at the zoo in Bangkok can watch video clips online or simply scroll through social media. Mu Deng is a big hit at the zoo, too. Cars started lining up outside well before it opened today for a chance to see the pudgy, expressive 2-month-old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.